Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now we bring you the highlights brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See Fina first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. For the Mets, it was a bit of a back and forth early on in this game as Jason Vargas faced Martin Perez. Vargas worked around a leadoff walk in the bottom of the first, but in the second inning, Max Kepler doubled and two batters later was sent home by Miguel Sano. 1-2. Breaking ball is hit to left, a base hit over Frazier's head. Kepler rounds third. He trots to the plate. Throw from J.D. Davis goes into second base. Miguel Sano drives in just his third run at Target Field this year, and it gives the Twins a 1-0 lead. For the Twins, Miguel Sano, just his third run batted in at Target Field this season. He's done most of his damage on the road, and that base hit gave Minnesota a 1-0 advantage. Although the Mets would come back a couple of different times today, and in the top of the third inning, Amed Rosario led them back to tie the game.
0-1, Rosario swings, skies the ball, fairly deep left field, spun around Eddie Rosario, sees this one, Lee, for a home run. Gets a couple of rows deep just beyond the 377 marker in left center field, and Amed Rosario ties the game at 1 in the visiting third.
10th home run for Rosario, that's a career high for him at any level. He had a big day today. Amed Rosario, 9 for 16 so far. Coming out of the All-Star break, he would have a four-hit game. That home run is first of the day, and the Mets with a 1-1 tie at that point. Minnesota would reclaim the lead in the bottom of the third off the powerful bat of Nelson Cruz.
1-0. Swung on and lifted high in the air. Some carry to left to spun around Davis. Now picks up steam, races, and watches it get over the fence for a home run. It sneaks just beyond the planters and the guardrail, plopping in the first seat in the sixth to last section adjoining the pole. And Nelson Cruz, the all-star, with a solo shot, gives the Twins a 2-1 lead.
Nelson Cruz has hit more homers off Jason Vargas than anybody else. His sixth career home run off of Vargas, 2-1 Minnesota at that point. In the top of the fourth, the Mets would catch a break, as they did many times in this series, and each time they were able to take advantage of it. Pete Alonso hit a ball that Miguel Sano made a bad throw on to first base, and Alonso reached. Wilson Ramos doubled into third after Robinson Cano was hit by a pitch. The Mets had the bases loaded with no outs. Todd Frazier hit into a double play. That scored Alonso, and the game was tied. Michael Conforto struck out after that, and it was 2-2 heading to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jason Vargas worked a 1-2-3 fourth, got the first man out in the fifth inning. But then Mitch Garver, who has done well against the Mets this year, would hit one a long way off of Vargas. First pitch to Garver. That's hammered deep to left center, soaring toward the bullpens. That's long gone. A home run into the Twins' bullpen, which is behind the Mets' pen in deep left center field. And Garver does it to the Mets again. His fourth home run against Mets pitching this year. Minnesota's back on top. It's 3-2. Well, even though he gave up a couple of homers today, Jason Vargas got through six innings with three runs allowed. A quality start for him, and the Mets would end up putting him in line for the victory as the top of the seventh inning rolled around with the Mets trailing 3-2. Martin Perez came out after six. He allowed only one earned run, walked one, struck out four. He was pretty good today, but only 83 pitches in six innings. The Twins pulled him because he hadn't pitched in 12 days, so they were hoping to just get him back and run through several innings today, which he did. And they patted him on the back for a job well done, handing the game to the Minnesota bullpen, but it went awry from there for the Twins. Trevor May came on in the seventh, allowed base hits to the first two men that he faced. Amed Rosario singled, Adani Echevarria doubled, although May rebounded to get Jeff McNeil to pop out. Dominic Smith came off the bench to bat for J.D. Davis.
Second and third, one out. May looks at third base. 0-2. Smith swings, high fly, deep right field. Marwin Gonzalez spun around, and he watches this one clear for a home run into the bright red-flowered planters that hang over the fence and right. If it clears the limestone, it's a big fly. And Dom Smith delivers in a pinch, literally. From down a run to on top by two, home run Dom Smith.
A Dom bomb, a three-run shot, a pinch hit homer for the Mets. Their sixth pinch hit home run this year. The second from Smith. And that gave the Mets a lead they would not relinquish. Today's Chock Full of Nuts turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during sports for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. In the bottom of the seventh, Jerry's Familia came on for the Mets. And Familia, who has struggled so badly, was able to get an important out in the ballgame yesterday. And maybe the confidence building for Familia. He did allow a leadoff base hit to Marwin Gonzalez, but after that, he clamped down, he struck out Miguel Sano, and he got Luis Arraez to hit into an inning-ending double play. Familia painted the corners, brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. The Mets would pull away in the eighth inning in a big way. They scored six runs, all with two outs. There was a leadoff walk to Robinson Cano. Ahmed Rosario kept the inning going with a two-out single against Matt McGill. And then a Danny Echevarria hit what should have been a fly ball to left that would have ended the inning in just about every scenario but this one. 1-0. That's ball hit in the air to deep left center. Back forward is Rosario, still going, backpedaling to the track. He dropped the ball! He dropped it on the warning track! Two runs will score. Cano and Rosario come home. Echevarria safe at second on a drop fly ball by Eddie Rosario in deep left field. The Mets extend their lead. It's 7-3 here in the eighth. A huge break for the Mets on that drop fly ball by Eddie Rosario. And with those two runs, the Mets getting their insurance runs of the game. Presented by Hiram Cohen and Son, celebrating 100 years and four generations. Visit HiramCohen.com. The Mets weren't done after that, though. They blew the doors down with Jeff McNeil doubling home a run. Dominic Smith added his fourth RBI of the game, singling home McNeil. And then Pete Alonso decided he'd like to get involved with the highlight show. 2-1. Alonso hits one in the air, way back to left. This one's headed to the upper deck and halfway up it. Pete Alonso with a titanic home run. How's that for your home run derby myth? Number 31 on the year for Alonso. And that might have been the most impressive shot of all 31. Halfway into the third deck. And the Mets go up 11-3 as Alonso destroys one off of Matt McGill. 474 feet for Alonso is the third of three home runs hit by the Mets today. And for every homer they hit this year, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. Alonso's bomb capped a six-run inning. The Mets got three in the ninth against the position player pitching as A-Ray Adrianza finished on the mound for Minnesota. Chris Mazza pitched the last two innings for the Mets, and he locked down a 10-run win as the Mets beat Minnesota 14-4.